Hey. Hey, and welcome back to I Digress.
What's up?
So, we're back with another great edition of this.
Oh, fuck. Oh. I thought I messed the mic up.
No, you did. Oh, yeah, we're back here with another edition of this great podcast. You know, hopefully your favorite podcast, top five of the year, you know? I am Harriet Tubman.
Okay. I'll be Henrietta Tubbs.
You know, and we are the proud family.
Yeah.
I'm Solo. Like it.
Okay, I'll be Des.
What's yeah. up? What's up? But yeah, we here. So how has your week been, Solo?
It's been pretty chill. This week everything's been like on Zoom, so I'm not mad about it.
Okay.
But not really different in any other facet because I have to like be on it the entire time.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's been pretty chill. I've been making a great attempt at not leaving my house. I've been succeeding.
Yes. No, I've been joining you in that attempt. Even though I had a slump in my workout journey, but I got back onto it. Even broke a record, walked 5 miles. Even listen to a whole episode of Jaden XD while walking. And I'm just like, okay, I was tired of that day.
But I even had time to like catch up on like the podcast that I was slacking on for like weeks.
True. I think it's that's what's been helping me actually maintain this is because I realize I'm not really a music listener as per se. Like I have my selection of music and I listen to a few albums that come out every year now and then. But I have my, like, selection of tracks, but I'm more of a podcast guy.
That makes
kind
sense.
Kind of makes sense that we're doing, you know.
It's like my dad. Yeah. I rarely hear him listening to music.
Almost like we at the end of the Spotify rap thing, and they said I listened to 24,000 minutes of podcast on Spotify alone, and I don't know how much that probably is around the same number on Apple Podcasts as well.
Hmm. Oh, that was my ringer.
Really?
Okay. I was awaiting a phone call.
Awaiting.
Mm-hmm. From you.
Okay, put me on Front Street.
I didn't say anything. I just said I was waiting for a phone call.
Okay. We're moving on. So, yeah, and I've actually been doing a lot of investing.
That's great. And what have you been looking into?
Actually looking into Bitcoin. I've actually invested like a minimal amount into Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And actually started up my Robinhood account today.
Mm-hmm.
And actually bought a few stocks and everything else like that. And made $3 today.
That's great. I mean, I was going to reinvest in some things, but then I was looking at some world news, and then I was like, I'm gonna hold off because I remember what was UK pretty much is up in flames,
yes,
and
because they have their own Donald Trump,
mm-hmm. And then they have like a new strain of the
COVID,
yeah. And I was just like, if January doesn't get here fast enough, it's probably bound to come here.
Yeah, because they said that.
And the stock market was already like
volatile, and it, like it always is.
Because of it.
Yeah. And they actually were saying that if everything keeps on going the way it's going with the vaccines and everything else like that, we're not going to reach quote unquote herd immunity until late fall.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that it's still 2020, same routine. Even some festivals are already canceled for next year because they're just like, there's no way we're going to be able to get everybody vaccinated.
Yeah, even though with the vaccine, they said that there shouldn't be any problems with it as far as the new strain is concerned. Like, it's supposed to also fend off against that as well. even though a lot of people I know, myself included, are a bit skeptical about the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that aside, and I remember seeing a meme about this, was it today? I think it was today. And it was just showing somebody, like, getting trampled, like a crowd trampling somebody. And, mm-hmm. But they had, like, a, like, you know, on memes, they have, like, a word over the person or person is supposed to be. Like, the crowd was people who didn't believe in the virus to begin with, but they're trying to be the first ones to get vaccinated.
No, they are the first ones to be vaccinated.
And I was like, that's so funny because y'all didn't believe in it.
You've seen Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, even Mike Pence,
mm-hmm.
all be vaccinated first and everything else, like on live television and everything else like that. And you're just like,
yeah, I saw a game meme about Mike Pence because of the vaccination.
Yeah.
It was like a side by side, and it was like Mike Pence after you got the vaccination, and it was just like another older white man in gay leather bondage. Yeah. And I was like, I can see him in that. He looks like a bottom.
Definitely. Especially that new story that I'll never leave my head about him not being allowed to be in other rooms with other women when his wife's not there.
That's funny.
And I'm just like,
you left no choice, sis.
What's going on here? What is really going on here? And it really just makes your mind boggle, where it's almost like you people, and they will go on Twitter literally a few hours later and be like, this is a hoax. This is still not real. All these people shouldn't be out of jobs. But then pass a bill to make sure that their corporations get the majority of the bill and that the average working day Americans only get a total of $600. And $300 for unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even enough to cover a studio here. And we have very moderate rental prices for a major city.
It's moderate in places where it should be.
Yeah, it's moderate in places that it should be. But it's one of those things where it's almost like, in terms of like actual adult help, and it's been 9 months, and somebody actually averaged that, if we go off the first stimulus check that they gave people, you would have to live on $5 a day to make it to today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ridiculous.
And then it was just like, and then I remember they were talking about like hazard pay again, and I'm just like annoyed with that whole conversation, just because a lot of people who have been working and or are working like in a facility or a building or whatever, like they're not working from home throughout this pandemic, they're not receiving any hazard pay. Like there is no extra pay.
Do you want to know what's the most messed up thing about this bill?
It just goes to like the business, and then the business decides what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the majority of businesses are just putting it back into the business or their pockets.
The most frustrating thing about this whole thing is that with this bill, they're updating that wall.
Mm.
And they've made illegally commercial streaming a felony punishable by 10 years in jail. So that means that if you're like streaming NBA games illegally, NFL games illegally, or one of these big corporations, movies through a PutLocker or any other third-party streaming service, you are more liable to face jail time than you are to a lot of crimes in this country, because you cannot steal from the corporations. Oh, no. How dare you?
Of all the problems, why?
Exactly.
And then it's like, because I remember, you remember those like super old, like before like the movie starts, those giant blue things come up in the movie and it's like, you know, FBI, no piracy, like yes. It's a felony. It just made me think about that and how like nobody's going to take you seriously.
Yeah.
And also like, streaming television, games, and movies has been long since updated since that time. Like, it's very easy.
Allegedly very easy.
Oh, okay. So it's just like, how are you, like, not to say that I do it or whatever, but it's like, I see it a lot. So it's like, how are you gonna, one, how are you gonna combat all of it? And two, who gives a shit? Like, you have quite the fish to fry right now. And you're worried about streaming. Okay.
It's really hustling backwards. And then I'm sick of this two-party system at home, because it turns out that the reason why they settled is because of the good old new president. Mm-hmm. You know, that old girl doing the job, you know, even before going into office.
And then it's also, that was another thing that I was noticing that was kind of annoying me, was a lot of people are angry with Congress, which, to a degree, rightfully so. But at the same time, Congress doesn't just create bills or laws or
sign them in.
Yeah, and then it's just into effect like that. Like, it has to pass through pretty much every branch. So it's like,
the Dems are at fault.
Yeah.
The first half.
Exactly. So it's just like, they can only do but so much. I mean, yeah, they bring the ideas to the table, XYZ, XYZ. But then they're like, oh, but you know the Republicans won't do this. Okay, but you're going to complain if you get scraps, which we're getting now, which we're complaining about. So
it's one of those things where if you look at it and you're almost like, I think this is why it was taking so long, because you had the progressive members of the party actually being like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, like, this isn't it. This is, like, not enough. This is trash.
This is, somebody actually also did another fact, and they were like, yo, they make this within a, they make 600 within a day and a half of being a Congress member. A day and a half. And then you're sending people out there. And then to double back on the vaccine stuff, I actually found out that if you're an EMT, they won't be receiving the vaccine.
Why?
Because they're not considered as an essential worker.
Oh, well, if I'm not essential, take me the fuck home.
Just, you know how that actually blew my mind when I found out what they actually consider to be, like, and then ENT workers on Twitter were actually, like, complaining about it, because you're just like, wow, so you're telling me that
people that work at McDonald's aren't essential, but people that are literally trying to save lives aren't.
You really just look at it and you're just like, wow.
And I mean, it's been like that since the beginning, because when it first happened and the initial, like, shutdown or lockdown, whatever, people were surprisingly, to me, surprised by what was considered and what was not considered to be essential. And I was surprised that they were surprised, just because I was like, at the end of the day, this is still a capitalist economy.
And this story comes from Florida. As Florida prepares to roll out its first round of COVID vaccines, the state will prioritize who gets it first. Pending approval in the coming weeks, Governor Ron DeSantis expects to have 2 million doses ready to go by the end of the year. And they're first going to give it, they're saying, healthcare workers, but not everybody with patients falls into that category, This includes EMS personnel, including paramedics and EMT, who spent every day on the front line.
Well, those should be the first in line of the first in line. Mm-hmm. So it,
make it make sense.
You're going to be like, healthcare workers, you're first in line, except for the people who are actually in, like, you know, holding down the fort, girl. Like, you know, this doesn't include you. That's actually stupid, because I mean, of course, like the people in the hospitals and in the doctor's offices and stuff, like they're doing the work that needs to be done. However, comma, it's different when you have to actually go into people's homes to bring a patient out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's different when you're going into their spaces, because it's like, not only are you having to potentially breathe in their air, you're around their belongings, you're around the things that they've touched, you're just in that atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put yourself into a moving vehicle with that person, potentially touching their bodily fluids or just their body in general to try to keep them alive, because in this capitalist economy, nobody is calling the ambulance or the paramedics or the EMT for no reason. They're calling them because they literally have to,
mm-hmm.
because they know that as soon as I step into this van, I have a big fat bill coming to my house. So if I have to call this, it's an absolute necessity. So it's like, which isn't to shame the people that work there. They're just doing their job. It's not really about them. That's just about government being dookie balls. But like,
dookie balls.
Like, it's just, they get in those moving vehicles, potentially touching their bodily fluids, potentially like risking themselves. Like, it's not as much of a controlled environment as an actual operating room or a hospital room or just a hospital in general. So it's like, make it make sense. Like, these are, if anybody is before the actual hospital themselves, it is them that comes in contact with the patient. So it's like, why would you not?
It's one of those things where it's almost like people are trying to cut corners, especially in these high, especially in public office and everything else like that. They're like, how can we get it cheaper and I can get it faster?
Mm.
And at the most, and it's just
the economy.
You're kind of like, I didn't think you can get more despicable or immoral of human nature than we've seen throughout this virus and how society has treated it and everything else like that. Like, we actually reached over 300,000 deaths now. And you can be skeptical about the accuracy of the number and everything else like that.
Even though that annoys me in itself.
Same here. But it's one of those things where it's just like, this all could have been avoidable.
From the very beginning.
All could have been avoidable.
Yeah.
But it's the individualistic, thank you, words came back.
They did. They worked for you, friend.
You know, I got the iOS update.
Come on, iOS 14.
Yeah. You know, so I'm just, it's just like, it's sad what we're actually going through.
It's sad because it's like, the countries that can't help it and are doing their best are getting hit. Meanwhile, you have people taking for granted the simple matter of location as to why that they haven't contracted the virus yet, for the simple fact that they just simply haven't been in the location where it is yet. And it's like, it's going to continue to spread. People are going to continue to move because people are going to continue to not give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, ignorant, like, it's so dumb. And then it's also, everybody's so lost as to, like, how are we going to do this? And it's just like, these other countries literally don't have to worry about a bill of healthcare. Like, it's...
Other countries during this pandemic have, even the messed up stuff that's going on in the UK, they still were able to cover 80% of people's salaries throughout this whole pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
To actually allow people to stay home without fear. You can actually stay home. The majority of the country can stay home without fear of losing their job or even losing their pay.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't even guarantee 10% of that. That's where we fall, 10%. So it's just one of those things where it's almost like America's the ghetto, y'all.
And then it's like, It's more annoying because we have the money
and the resources.
It's just this country is so selfish and, again, dookie balls and trash that they would rather make it seem like, oh, well, we did give you the money. We gave it to the corporation that you work for. Mm-hmm. We gave it to the owner of this business and so forth and so on.
Proliferate it through tax breaks and everything else like that.
So you can cop pleas and be like, oh, they were just, we assumed that they were going to give it to their employees. Are you fucking for real? Let's be for real. You really thought that?
No, but.
Like, you thought CEO of, I don't fucking know, Walmart was going to let all their employees who feel like they're at risk stay home, allow them to apply for unemployment and get unemployment. And then the ones that are there almost give them at least time and a half pay. You thought that was going to happen?
The more likely, before all of that happens, even during a pandemic, they're more likely to let their workers unionize before that happens.
And in a lot of states, that's not even allowed.
But, yeah. We'll be right back. So, welcome back, Super Friends.
Super Friends, oh God.
So, somebody actually made a art graphic with the word Negroes in the sign in the style and font of Heroes.
Okay.
As to symbolize December 21st, you know? Mm. And it was officially named Negro Solstice. You know? Or Black Solstice, you know? Whichever one you wanted to adapt to, you know?
Oh my God. Uh-huh.
And then a bunch of people was almost like, so people were taking this. As soon as it hit midnight, people were going off at this. Somebody used the video picture of Andrew Caldwell in going up against Trump supporters this summer. And as she says, this is me going back in the 1960s during my part in the civil rights movement. And it's Andrew Caldwell blowing an air horn in Trump supporters' eardrums. And I'm just like, this is excellent. And there's a bunch of that. And someone's like, oh, and somebody put a commercial. Somebody used a commercial that Beyonce did where she's Earth, Wind, Fire.
And all the other elements. I love that one.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, so we see Beyonce got her powers already. You know?
Everybody knows Beyonce is the last avatar.
Yeah, and everybody was just really going off with it. Let me even pull up. So what did you, while I pull out some of these jokes, what did you know about it in your brief?
All I knew was a lot of people were talking about, you know, if you're a nigga, you're getting powers on the 21st, and everybody was awaiting that. I think they started making those memes like a month ago.
Yes.
And I was just like, okay. And then I was like, let me look into this and find out the, you know, the genesis of this. And then I decided to not because I didn't care that much. And then when December 21st came along, all I saw was memes. And I was like, well, sounds about right.
Sounds just about right.
The ones I hate, though, are, of course, from straight men. But because somehow the superpower is related to fellatio, and I don't understand that.
Doesn't make no sense at all.
But overall, it was pretty entertaining.
It really was.
Even though some people took it too literally and went out into the public world and decided to do dumb shit.
Where did you see that? I never saw any of that on my own.
It was somewhere on Instagram. Pretty much an idiot pretending that he had powers because it was December 21st. It was stupid. It was so dumb. I wasted 30 seconds of my life.
Looking at it?
Yes.
It's one of those things where it's almost like you already knew somebody was going to take it too seriously. And yeah. Someone's like,
some Instagram comedian always takes it too seriously because they're trying so hard to be funny. And then it just doesn't work. And they're like, oh, it didn't work. And it's like, the fuck did you think?
How did you think it was going to work? Tell me how I actually like to, like, actually know.
What do you think you are? Funny?
Ba-dum-tsh.
LOL.
But
the memes were funny.
They were really funny. One of them was like, man, if y'all don't shut up about these superpowers, and somebody was like, this nigga ain't got no powers, and get the Simpsons meme.
Oh my god.
And I'm just like, wait, and then one used the one of Cardi B's voice, and then she now says the, and this one says specifically, the Kardashians and Jenner's, that one time they see Khloe flying.
Oh my god! What is that?
I've seen that one. And I was like, that's so funny because she thinks she's OJ Simpson's daughter. Is that true?
No, it's actually.
I never looked into that. I just knew
that. She did a DNA test. I'm just going to believe it. She did a DNA test on TV and she was like, I was like, okay, even though OJ said himself that's not his daughter, and I'm just like, okay.
Did Kris Jenner actually have sex with OJ Simpson?
I don't know.
That would be so crazy.
And then this one says, black people when they walk past a police precinct today.
Whoop these niggas ass right quick. We finna get up in here. Whoop these niggas ass right quick.
I bet he kind of sounds like Uncle Ruckus.
That's Webby.
Really?
Yes.
He sounds stupid.
He really does. And then my favorite one is me traveling back to 1955 with my superpowers to eat in a white only restaurant.
Fuck you in there, bitch.
Oh my god.
You know? Those are just one of my few favorite things.
But I've always loved that meme, though.
That meme is always funny. It's one of those evergreen memes that never gets old.
Oh, come on, evergreen meme. That should be an Instagram account. But that actually sounds like a meme is only produced by white people.
Really?
Because, you know, white people in, like, evergreen trees and, you know.
That was actually a TV show for, like, 5-6 years.
What, evergreen trees?
No, just evergreen.
Oh. The only thing with evergreen in it that I know is the song.
Yeah, I remember. And plus, it was on when I lived in the UK, and I'm just like, it was. I think it was on when the CW was still a WB.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to switch topics a bit, the real meaning behind December 21st is actually when it's called the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction. And the conjunction word is used to describe the meaning of planets and other objects in our sky's dome. And they use this term, great conjunction, to describe the meeting of Jupiter and Saturn, which are the two biggest planets in our solar system. Though these two planets will appear particularly close together on the sky's dome, Jupiter and Saturn are actually 456 million miles away. And Saturn is nearly twice as far away as Jupiter. These conjunctions only happen every 20 years. The last one was on the millennium before the Y2K bubble bust and everything else like that. These conjunctions are not created all equally. The great conjunction of 2020 of Jupiter and Saturn will be the closest one since 1623. And the closest observation since 1226. So we're talking about thousands of years.
So how did niggas get superpowers out of that?
One girl on Twitter actually made a whole tip theory.
Oh God, please.
Based on this information, based on this information and the astrology, and then the astrology star sign information I'm about to give you as well.
Okay.
She actually saw that because, you know, astrology, the astrology community is quite big and active on Twitter as well.
What was it? Libras are gonna gain.
No, these are actually like certified astrologers, and you know how some people just be like, I was gonna say that bit of it, you know, because yesterday was the most powerful day to do manifestation, to meditate, to, if you wanted to do anything with your energy, yesterday was the most potent energy to create or to do anything. So she was like, oh, okay, that means that we're gonna get superpowers. She took A and B and made six.
Okay. So the fact that it went viral is just mind-blowing to me.
And the fact that people wanted to pay her money is mind-blowing to me. Even to the point that Crystal pointed it out. She's like, yo, y'all can go ahead, but y'all better think twice if you think I'm ever giving out a Tory Lane / Trump supporter money. Thanks for the means, but we out.
And then it's like, some of y'all be taking the jokes too far. I mean, she was being dead ass, but and everybody else was like laughing. I don't know if they were laughing with her or at her. However,
both.
Okay. However, like y'all were, it was a joke to y'all, but to her, she sounded pretty dead serious.
Dead ass.
Y'all need something to do.
We're still in the panini, you know.
Oh my god. Like y'all really need something to do. Like
That's sad. Like
we are in a pinata and y'all are over here talking about superpowers. What were y'all gonna do?
You know, over here still in a peaches and cream and y'all trying to make up these jokes. And it says that the next time this will happen is March 15th, 2080.
All right, well, maybe you niggas can get your powers then.
Maybe.
Or the world will explode because of, you know, global harming.
The interesting part that really grabbed my attention about this is that every time a Jupiter-Saturn conjunction happened, it opened up a new chapter of modern history. So, the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction that happened in 1921 spurred in the beginning of the Roaring Twenties.
Well, that was because they just got out of a whole pandemic.
But it's all like, you see how, no, these are like the days. Like, or when it happens, like, it kind of spurs on a whole new, everything else like that happens, like a whole new society and the way we think. Because that pandemic, it spurred a decade of economic boom and prosperity, also known as the crazy years in Europe.
Yeah.
And then in 1940 to 1941, it coincides with the Second World War and the slicing of the world's wealth, slicing of the part of the world's wealth. And the biggest winner is the U.S., which receives an unprecedented amount of wealth. And then when the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction happened in 1961, that decade was devoted to the Vietnam War, the Cold War, and the Sexual Revolution. And then we have 1980 to 1981, the U.S. enters a deep recession, emergence of new loose monetary policies that promotes growth and tax cuts and defense spending, which is where the baby boomers who are in society today are living fat off the land.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have it in 2000, where the dot-com bubble burst, paving the way for even more speculative monetary tendencies that culminated in the global financial crisis of 2007 to 2008. And this year, coronavirus.
Okay.
Actually, just, what is it? Just shy of 100 years since the last deadly pandemic was on the earth. Which is just like, Jim.
And I remember seeing like a meme about that, and I thought it was like funny, but then also thought it could be true. How the last pandemic sparked the Roaring Twenties, essentially, because, you know, they weren't dying anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And
people are going to party.
Yeah. And I remember people were like, you know, the same thing that happened in the '20s. People were like wearing these like regal gowns mm-hmm. and partying and like having a great time or whatever. They feel like, oh, that's going to happen here. People are going to be wearing like, you know, three piece suits and floor length gowns just to go to the grocery store. And I was like, and that's actually funny because I can see that happening. However, at the same time, this economy.
the thing about that is that the reason why I brought that up specifically is because we are reaching a new modern era because we can't go back. There is no going back.
No, we're broke.
No, I'm talking about in terms of even the way we move as a society. It's almost like I can see us moving forward in a way where we're reaching a tipping point in the way we tolerate this two-party system. You should see more people are getting more fed up with it, and it's almost like more people are, there's still people that believe in the whole, that side's the worst, this side's the worst, but there's more people waking up to, y'all two are in the same bed together.
I mean, I get that, but I mean, I don't ever remember there being a time in general where people were necessarily for the two-party system. Because granted, it may switch sides as to who feels like it should be abolished. Like sometimes it's the Democratic saying the two-party system should be dismantled. Sometimes it's the Republican saying that. Even though typically independents will always feel that way because
mm-hmm.
it should be shat all over because it's trash. But like, I mean, if we can get that taken care of, like that's one thing to check off the list. But I mean, I do think now is quite a different time because this is, I don't know if it's happened prior, but like I've noticed this time is the first where we have actual regular people in these seats. Granted, it's like typically Congress, at most Senate. But at the same time, we have people that are like us in those positions of power who mm-hmm. can like cause something to change. And that's very, and the amount of it, like it's not just like one token or like two, like it's quite a number of them. So it's like now is a different time as far as government goes and as far as progression goes with like trying to push new policies and different things like that, just because nobody was concerned about global health as much until now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. And not as many people were concerned about representation as heavily as they are now. And a lot of things are now like here and they're not going anywhere until they're fixed. So I think that is a good thing. I mean, I have hope, but I'm not holding my breath.
I can see why you have hope, but I think the main reason why I say that is because we're at that point where a good majority, not many, we even surpassed the number of people that were unemployed during the last global pandemic, because it's almost like,
well, yeah, population itself, yeah.
Population itself, so it's almost like we have more people unemployed, and plus, I even know they even haven't talked about any relief package for the the restaurant industry, the catering, the service industry. No bailout packages for that at all.
Because there isn't one.
Yeah, so you have more people who are going out of work there who work on, and then even to add insult to injury, even if they do get work, we're still in a pandemic, so people are going to be even, the people who are shittier on tips and didn't leave no tips are going to be even more shittier now.
Because what's happening now is, well, I know at my job, and I know at a lot of other jobs because of like where my friends and all the other stuff work, when the virus hit, there was no increase of pay. Through that program, all they did was hire more people at an extreme low rate. Well, not an extreme low rate. They hired them at like a fairly good wage just to fill up the building and fill up time just to meet certain labor requirements so as to not have to pay the grant back.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, there was no relief as far as that was concerned, because they aren't actually concerned about the floor workers, like the employees that are actually working in the restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's literally just about the heads of those businesses. And those businesses, all they did to make more money was, again, fill up the stores with more people through the payment protection. And what my store and other stores did was pretty much heavily push third-party delivery services if they weren't already available. So the DoorDashes, the Uber Eats, the Postmates, and the Grubhubs mm-hmm. were all thrown directly at us as soon as the virus hit. So, and then as well as the drive-thru staying open, the only thing that was shut down was
the lobby area.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was just for like the fast food and the fast casuals. These other restaurants, they eventually felt like they had to open up the floor because that's where they make their money, even though those restaurants as well now succumb to third party.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like,
it's almost like you're actually getting left behind if you don't actually use third party.
Mm-hmm. Because the money wasn't going, they weren't out to give the money back. They were just out to make more money for themselves. So it's like, and then when the payment protection or whatever,
yeah,
when that goes out, what in turn happens is all those people that you hired and necessarily end up only being able to work 5, 6, 10, 12 hours a week, instead of when you hired them, they were working 25, 30,
yeah,
you know, something like that. So now their hours got cut because now everything's run out. But you don't want them to apply for partial unemployment.
It's
so then the unemployment office calls you, and then you're telling them, like, no, 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 they can't. It's because the corporations won't allow them to pay for it.
And I think that's why more people are getting it upset with this, because it's almost like there's only so much GoFundMe you can do mm-hmm. before you reach, and there's only so much celebrity outreach and I know it's a Christmas holiday, so let me help you out type of stuff like that.
So and good. Also, fuck celebrities, no shade, because...
No, go off.
Like, low-key, fuck them. Because while these celebrities were deciding to, instead of using their status to put a light on underpaid food service workers and stuff like that, instead of putting a light on them being underpaid and treated unfairly and not being allowed to file for unemployment and things of that nature, you instead partner with these motherfuckers and do commercials and do TikToks and Instagrams and all that other stuff to fully promote these companies. And you're like, oh, like for McDonald's, the Travis Scott shit, that was mm-hmm. so stupid. And then Charli D'Amelio and the Charli drink and all that other stuff. It's like, you're doing this because you're about to get a check and you're mm-hmm. also cutting these businesses a bigger check, but it has nothing to do with the people on the inside of the store. You're just flooding this building again, making them more money because through payment protection, they also have no bills to pay. They don't even have to pay labor anymore,
yeah.
Which is also why they're filling up these stores, because they don't have to worry about that bill either. It's just going straight to their pocket. And you're over here just doing ads for them on the menu board, in commercials, on your pages and shit. Like,
it's hustling backwards.
I hate y'all so much. And I hate when they come back with this whole fake humble or fake consideration bullshit.
We couldn't have done this without you, without exploiting your labor, you know?
Exactly. Like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. But fuck the people that watch you. Okay. Like, it's the I never thought I would be here mm-hmm. type of bullshit. But it's like,
okay. It's almost like they want to do that whole Meek Mill's dreams and nightmare
mm-hmm.
rap, you know? It's almost like, yo, but this is just exploitation. Like, literally just plain staking.
And it doesn't even have to go that far. Even as far as, like, YouTube and things like that, like, these companies, not companies, like these celebrities or if that, these personalities who are like heavily caping for Starbucks who have no idea how they treat their employees. For example, it's shit. So it's like, but they don't, like, they love talking about their pink drinks and their favorite macchiatos and their favorite iced coffees, but you don't want to talk about how they were fully firing employees for wearing Black Lives Matter shirts.
Speak on it. But, yeah.
Yeah.
We will.
They got me passionate and hot, sorry.
Right back. Welcome back.
Welcome to fucking...
What was that?
I was yawning.
Okay, okay. Yeah, welcome back to what we call now the rotation.
I'm going to remember that, I promise you.
You will, you know. After I actually remembered it, I'm like, okay, that's going to be the one because not all of these songs, like I mentioned before, are going to be current.
Yeah, maybe.
So that's why I call it the rotation because I'm just like, this is what I'm listening to.
Yeah, it's not always current for me.
It's not always current. I'm just like, it's going to be... And plus, there's too much music that comes out to actually...
There's too much music that comes out and also too much music that comes out that's not that good.
Yes. And too much music that doesn't actually make an impact towards you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like, yeah. Okay, but in other music news, AJ and Ali are redoing their most popular song, potential breakup song. And making it an explicit version. And it set the girls into a twosie today.
Work. I live for Ali and AJ. It's so white pop trash.
That's always my song, though.
Yeah. Like,
especially the video. I love the video as a kid.
Ali and AJ, I think my most recent favorite song of theirs is...
Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a jam for me.
But, yeah, everybody saw that news and were just like, this is not... They actually did the Office Steve Carell meme of, this is not a drill. This is not a drill. And I'm just like, wow, okay, cool.
Wait, they did what now?
Yes, you know that Office meme of mm-hmm. Steve Carell with so many... Where they have a schedule with fire drill.
Well, that was because Dwight was setting something on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's almost like people were using that meme a lot. When they made the announcement.
I thought somebody else used the Office audio from the show on a song. Speaking of that, recent photos were pretty much placed on the internet as a blessing of Mike's digital camera from the Christmas party episode on The Office.
Mm-hmm.
That made me feel really good inside.
I can't believe I missed that.
Yeah, it's all over, like, everywhere.
Okay. So first choice for me this week
mm-hmm.
is going to be, oh damn it, I thought it would be there. That's cool. I think I'm just going to play it and let you, I think I'm just going to just get it queued up to the place.
Mm. What song is it?
I think I'm just going to let that you be surprised.
Oh God.
By it.
Okay. Shut the fuck up. So maybe you should
shut up. This song completely
period
goes. Maybe you should shut.
That's my shit. That's my second favorite song off that album.
That was Shut Up by Ariana Grande. And that song has been on my head. This has been like...
A lot of people did not care for that song.
I know me and you talked about this a few weeks ago, and I'm just like, I don't know why.
Because they felt like it was very like Alice in Wonderland-y. But I was like, that's what makes it cute.
It makes it cute because it's almost like...
Because that's not what even close what the song is about.
This is her version of doing a Weeknd song.
Mm-hmm. Even though The Weeknd can't sing.
Even though The Weeknd can't sing, but the content is very much like he can sing, but he's being a fuckboy when he sings. majority of his lyrics are just like, this is not good. This is not good. This is not right at all. You shouldn't be singing about this at all.
My phone is literally on D&D, and this is what I get. Oh, it's because my screen's open, looking at my tracks.
If you mind sending them over to me.
Oh, well, while you're on that album, that was actually one of my songs.
I think, my second one is going to be by Disclosure. Have you heard of them?
I've heard the name before.
They did Khalid's Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also, Mary J. Blige actually did a song with them called Fool For You off their first album, which is called, I think it's called Settle.
Mm.
And this one is called Second Chances. And it's one of those songs that just gets me in a really feel-good mood, and it's just like very EDM with this sense of poppiness to it as well.
Like Breakfeed by Ariana Grande?
Not even close. That's this is a masterpiece. Zed phoned that in. Ariana carried that song. That was not even EDM. That was just ringtone EDM.
I hated it actually.
Yeah, because it's just like 5 seconds and it was gone. I'm like, you just made your money and you just like, thank you, Ariana. Basically.
Yeah, that part. But.
Thoughts?
That's nice. It kind of sounds like a water scene in Steven Universe.
You see what I mean when I said like it was actually like thought out of EDM and everything else like that?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really sound as EDM as we've known it from its popularity phase and everything else like that. Yeah,
stereotypically techno and diet dubstep.
So this is EDM I'm more into, like when I'm actually just like everyday stuff like that.
I forgot what they call it though. Like they give it a specific name now.
Like chill.
Chill step. Yeah, I think that's what they call it. Yeah. Which I think is cute. It's like YouTube used to have like those
lo-fi. No, they still have it.
Yeah, they still do, but like they have like the posts, but it used to be like huge.
Where the girls been doing homework since the World War Revolution, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yo, I'm like, even Einstein didn't show you this much. Girl, give it a break, you know?
That part.
And then my last one would be one by Boss, who is a singer from Dreamville. And he's, this is one of those songs that I just listen to that's just like, gets me in my feelings because it's almost like, yes, you know those songs you need to just depress or just say how you feel without really saying how you feel.
Yeah.
This is one of those songs where I'm just like, yo, if my mood can be explained, it will be this one. It's Penthouses by Boss.
Hmm. Bigger the light, the quicker they come to exit your life. Just as quick as they come, I'm numb to it like a break to the gums. I get to it. Just as quick as it comes. As quick as it comes now. I wish niggas wasn't so addicted to power. I wish heaven had visiting hours. I wish we could hit the Ave like we used to. Dime, nickel, 20 bag like we used to. Ride with my dogs, we've been across the states. Die by my word, that's an author's fate. So how your shoulders old enough? Fine, great. I got the weight of the world on mine. I'm straight. Now pay your dues till your dues pay. Play a role till your role change. Nigga, rotate. Robbery or Jaguar, switch your folk lane. Call me for that.
That was Penthouse by Boss from Dreamville. And that song is almost like, especially that verse I played where he was like, I wish heaven had visiting hours, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we all have, if we haven't experienced death in the family or in close friends or just in life in general,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's almost like there's always might be some people that you want to go visit and just kick it with for a few hours and just just see how they're doing, you know.
I mean, I do that now, but every time I do that, I make me feel like I'm old.
How?
Because, like, I'm not, even pre-corona, like, I'm not a huge, I don't like clubbing. I'm actually not a fan of being hit on in public.
I was talking about visiting a loved one who died.
No, like, I'll go. Like, my great-grandma's house, I love going there. Just because it feels like...
She's there.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like...
Because she, like... I used to love spending time with my great-grandma when I would go to Lancaster.
Okay. Okay.
And then when she passed, it didn't really hit until I got back to school. Like, I remember... When it happened, I think it was like... The actual service, I think, was Saturday. And then it just didn't hit until I got back to school on Monday. And then it just, like, hit me in English class.
I think for me, when my grandpa died, I was in London. And there was, like, a two-week gap between the funeral, between when we were told and us traveling back to the U.S. To attend the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I was in the funeral home and I saw his body that I just lost it. Mm-hmm. Probably more than my grandmother.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yo, I was like, okay. I think, I don't know what it might have been, out of sight, out of mind, or a combination of a bunch of those things, but it wasn't until I got there. I'm just like, yo, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Tears are coming. Not stopping. And it was over the most trivial thing, almost like I forgot some dress shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what really set me off.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like seeing him was cool, but then being like, yo, I don't know why, I was just like, I couldn't even bring dress shoes to... Yes, you know, the little things that you just never expected to be just like...
Because I know with a certain family member, I actually think about this a lot, but I feel like it's because of depression. But like... I know that inevitably everybody will die. Wow, that sounded so dark.
No, the funny thing about that is that I've been told that from a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of actually, in a weird way, helped me.
Yeah.
Because it kind of makes you enjoy what you have. And plus, it actually lets you to, because sometimes people get blindsided by that and don't know how to even, like, put up a funeral arrangement, do all the stuff that needs to be put into place once that happens. And that's when you realize that funerals are expensive.
Oh, very. And it's like with certain family members, I know it's going to happen sooner than other family members or loved ones. And it's like when I think about it, it almost brings me to tears because my mind takes it so seriously. And then it's just like, I know that with certain people, I can't look at certain things and not get triggered. And it's like, because I know when I see those, even now, it makes me think about them. So it's like, I know if and when they pass and I see it, how will I be able to control myself? So it's like, even down to the simplest things like food. And it's like, I know it'll be like, ugh, a mess. But like... And there's, like, I mean, you can prepare yourself, but it's, like, there's no real way to be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, anyway, on.
Yeah, on and upwards, you know. Back to the Mocha Chaka Grandes.
Okay.
And she's getting married.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
Well, maybe you can shut up.
Yeah.
I tried.
My group chat already let me know that I was wrong for feeling annoyed by it.
But why? She's in the lovey-doveys.
No, it's just because I feel like very recently you were talking about, like, you know, finding yourself and all that rah-rah shit.
This time, you know, I want to say what I want to, stronger than I've been before.
Yeah, even though in this album you can tell she's, like...
In love.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't give a fuck. But
true. What song are we playing off of here?
My favorite song of the album is West Side, and it is not because I'm from the West Side. But actually, the song reminds me of Aaliyah.
Oh, baby girl. You ready?
I don't wanna think so much. I just wanna feel. You know that it ain't no rush. Let me keep it real. Just let me be in your life like that. In your life like that. I'll bring the light right back.
Keep going off. Go off, Karaoke King.
Oh, I will. Don't play me. But
if we have video, we'll be going.
But like, I love that song, and like the little, it's the beat and the crickets in the background. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's very Aaliyah to me.
Are you what's that song? Boy, I've been watching you. Okay, mm-hmm. What's the name of it?
Oh my God.
Are you gonna be somebody? Is it?
I know the song and I can't think of the name. Oh my God, I'm gonna be like so annoyed if I don't know the name.
Wait, next song choice, I'll look it up.
Okay. My second song, I was like going through.
It's called Are You That? I was right. Are You That Somebody?
Okay. Yeah. See, my mind went straight to the other. Was it on the album with the pink?
This one was on the Nutty Professor soundtrack.
Okay. Really?
The Nutty Professor soundtrack had hits on it. Quiet as kept.
Oh, but my second song was, I was like looking at this game I used to play, Mirror's Edge, mm-hmm. and that's like a song that's like the game's theme that I really like.
You're one of the few people that I actually know that are actually into video game music as an actual musical genre.
Because some of it is good.
It is.
Like,
but you're the second person I've ever met in my life that's actually into it.
Oh, who's the other?
A white kid.
Ew.
Yeah, a white kid who I'm not friends with. I wasn't friends with anymore, but I knew I couldn't be friends with, and I couldn't be friends with that person because that person believes in the hood pass. That people say the N-word. So I'm just like, yeah, no.
What now? Say that again?
This person believed that he could give hood passes to let his white friend say the N-word around him. I'm just like, no, this is why, no.
This is not how that works.
So yeah, so you can see why I say it's just some white guy. It's not nothing I really.
Okay.
Just a flash in the pan of life memories and stuff like that.
Anyway,
yes.
So the song is called Still Alive, and it's from the Mirror's Edge soundtrack, and honestly the Mirror's Edge video game has one of the best soundtracks out there. But yeah. This song and the song it was originated from, it just calms me down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like those guided meditation things people do, it like really calms me down.
Yeah, I do unguided meditations now because I reached that level.
I know for some people guided meditations are different for like a lot of people. For me, it's like, I prefer to be around nature sounds, like, mm-hmm. just that thing. I know some people are, well, even if it's not that, then just complete utter silence.
Or just like Tibetan bowls.
Oh, yeah. I've
Tibetan bowls are my jam.
Those are kind of cool to watch, actually. Like, I've seen the ones where people put, like, water and stuff in it. That's kind of cool.
There's this one I actually, like, it really hits on YouTube. The channel is called, what's it called again? Imagine me uploading every year. It is called The Healing Vibrations. It's actually a white guy that does it, but it's one of those, like, it's silent, doesn't say nothing. It's just healing bowls. And that's why I really mess with it, because he just gets straight into it.
Yeah, most people don't. Most people who do those, like those guided meditation thingies or like those other types of videos, mm-hmm. people like literally have a major disdain for like you talking, period. Mm-hmm. Or if you have like ads rolling in the videos, like they're like, why would you do that? I was listening to this trying to relax. And then like an ad hit me 10 minutes in.
And the thing about that, it's the in-video ad. It's not the YouTube ad. It's the... Mm-hmm. And they're like, yo, why'd you mess up the flow? It's the whole thing about it. And the reason why I like that channel is because after the first ones that happened, no more ads. Mm-hmm. So that's how you know it's serious about the work and the practice and everything else like that. But, yeah.
And my third song... I'm weird, so don't judge me.
Me and you are both weird, don't you?
I've been recently listening to classical music again. And
okay, Bach.
I always listen to classical music when I'm stressed out, and I don't know why. That and like really slow music that might make you cry. And it's been
I do variations. It depends on what type of stressed I am.
Mm-hmm. And
stress nap.
Back and forth, I'll be playing like Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy and Nocturne number 20.
Which one are we going for?
I'm going to do the one by Frederick just because I feel like everybody knows Clair de Lune.
Okay. Heard it here first, you
even
know?
Even though I'm pretty sure everyone's heard this song, but don't know who it's by. Yeah, that song just calms me up.
What a nice little ballad there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've never been disappointed by, like, his work specifically.
I feel like you were a little golf clap, you know? He's like, nice job, Winfred, you know?
But that, and I've also been listening to a good amount of Amber Riley lately.
Because you got that bigger energy, you know?
Period. but yeah, I mean, I assure the girls are a good amount of people. I haven't fully listened to Sans Canada's album yet. I plan on finishing it very soon. I have a few favorites already. It does seem a little forced.
It seems a little forced.
Yeah.
But I saw your walk video that you did.
Well, yeah, but that song has been out since it's been out since before the album came out. Mm-hmm. And I was already like, I already heard that song because of like, you know, all the memes and stuff people were doing, and it was like on like online and stuff.
Yeah, everybody else was doing their own thing.
Yeah. And I was also happy to see, like, one of his songs was actually, like, really going that far.
Yeah.
Like, especially when it's like, bitch, Christina Aguilera did it. Are you for real? Like, okay, like, that's...
We reached that level.
yeah, and it's like, that's really cool. And you know, if the white TikTokers are doing it, it's going to take off. But I haven't finished it all the way through. The only reason why I feel like it's a little forced is because it came out a little too fast. Like, the other...
too fast?
Because Pretty Little Gangsta, like, just came out not too long ago.
True.
And even then, it was, like, not even that old in itself, you know?
So, are we going to be messy today?
Oh, go for it.
You know what I'm talking about, since we're on a subject.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I know.
Okay, so.
Don't tell me how pepper the bitch that bangs you, bitch. Don't tell me how pepper your caregiver. Yeah. Ho, we want to see what under them nails smell like, bitch. That's what we want to know. How do you wash your ass? How do you wipe your ass, ho? The difference between me and you is I have a blue check. You need a blue sticker. Stay in your lane, punk. You ain't wearing ass, bitch. Rocket power. I'll steal that bitch charger.
I feel that bitch charge.
See, y'all my all, Nikki. Y'all my all, Onika.
I'm so sick of y'all. And I feel like...
And there was 30 more seconds to go.
I feel like I'm going to go to hell because I was laughing. But it was funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he reads Kaya as well.
Who?
Santana from the same. This is all from his life. He reads Kaya as well.
I don't see why people take their time to read Kaya. No shade. Not like there's no point or she's like, you know, somebody special, because far from it. It's just she does it to everybody and she's a nobody.
Nobody at all. So I'm just like, yeah.
But I mean... If you want to let her have it, I mean, let her have it. I mean,
it's your shit. But thank you all for joining us on this episode of this another episode of I Digress.
Yeah, we digress.
We really digress.
You digress, we digress, I digress.
You know, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones, you know?
Oh, yeah. Merry Chrysler.
Yeah. Merry, thank you. You mentioned that. Thank you mentioned that, because I play this clip once a year.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Or was the girl in the mall?
Once a year, because this girl is a legend in my eyes. You ready?
Is it the girl who was saying Mary Chrysler and Mary?
Yeah, I think it. Yeah, it is.
I think we're about the same person.
We are talking about the same person. But that's one of my favorite ones. I post it every Christmas day because it's almost like...
Oh, my God, not every Christmas day.
It's actually a tradition for me now.
Happy Christmas. It's Christmas. Merry Crisis. Merry Chrysler.
Merry Crisis is so different.
Merry Chrysler. You know, but with that, follow podcast Digress on Twitter and iDigressPod on Instagram, you know. Interact with us on the social, you know, because we can't make this community pop without you guys here. And we'll see you guys on the flip side to talk about New Year's, you know. Stay safe. Hug your loved ones.
The ones that you should hug. Don't hug the ones you don't see that often.
Yeah, hug your loved ones and stay within your social circle. And let's just make it to 2021, you know.
Yeah. We'll make it out of this peaches and cream. Yeah. I love y'all for real. Bye.
Bye.